at your neighbor, say, the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're going to ride down the street in the summer. You're going to open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say, the devil is a liar.
Say, the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Said the devil is a liar.
Said the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Said I'm gonna run on and see what the end's gonna be.
See what the end's gonna be.
I'm gonna hold on, yeah, till I get my victory. The devil is a lie. Hey.
The devil is a lie.
Y'all say, what the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
This morning, welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. Yes, we are live from Azusa, California. We are awaiting meeting up with. Amen. We turned on our Bluetooth for our live broadcast when we meet Pastor Martin Barraza. But we're out here on the corner of Azusa and Errol Arrow Highway here in Azusa, California, and this is the Street Revival here to celebrate and to claim Jesus on this corner here in Azusa. And we're happy to be invited. We're happy to be a part of it. We see that our listeners are a little low this morning, so we're asking anyone that's on this broadcast, if you can just get on Facebook and say Pastor E is live, we would love their support. We didn't get a chance to send out as many messages as we normally would, but we still want to get the word out, and it can be listened to on the archives a little later. But yes, Real Talk with Pastor Believe, with Pastor E, we still stand and go and do what God has called us to do, to spread the gospel. And sometimes, some people, this is Real Talk this morning, sometimes we have to get out of our beds. We have to get out of our comfort zones. We have to get out of the places that are normal to us, that we can get out and show people that, you know, God is real. And I'm telling you, early in the morning, I saw several homeless people around here, which they are in Los Angeles, California, all over the place. But I've seen several here since I've been here. Prayed with one while I was setting up the broadcast. I pray that everybody can hear me. I'm going to, just for the sake of a test, I want to open up the lines to Minister Terry Herbert. Good morning, woman of God. Can you hear me?
Good morning, family. I can hear you very well. Glory be to God. I tell you,
we got a live connection. We got a live connection. So, okay, now that we're live, we're back driving, so we can go back in the back and see if we see the crosses.
Amen. Praise
this
God.
Is
Hallelujah.
Fired up ministry, Minister Terry.
You know what? I've heard him on the line. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I know he's going to bring a
Pastor
word.
Pastor Martin. Yeah, Pastor Martin, they built crosses and they come out here and just street revive, and we're looking. I know everybody's supposed to meet at 9:30, but I wanted to try to get a couple of interviews in. But just, how
God,
are you this morning,
you know,
woman of God?
See, they're going outside the building and bringing them in. Praise the Lord.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I just had to wave my hand at the forklift driver.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. So to God be the glory. As I said, I'm just riding around the back. Wanted to check on them. I'm gonna go ahead and release you. But if you can do some blast out for me on Facebook, and let
I
our listeners know that we are live this morning.
Amen. I sent one, and I'm going to continue to send. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen. Well, praise God. He is good. Amen. I'm going to release you and let the Lord speak a moment. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
So, family, this is what I get excited for, is fellowshipping with like-minded believers that are willing to get out of their comfort zone. And, you know, it helps me to do this, because if I get out of my comfort zone, when things get rough, it doesn't seem so awkward. And things are going to get tough. There's some obstacles that are still going to come against you. We're not trying to give claim to anything like that, but the truth is the truth. And we shared this last Monday, as a matter of fact, about going through with purpose. And when you go through with purpose, it's not even thinking of how you can have any joy. Going through with purpose has nothing to do with self-gratification. Going through with purpose is really, 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 really making a decision, a conscious decision to say, you know what, I'm going to follow the word of God. I am going to study the word of God. And I want to share this scripture this morning, Luke chapter 9. Read the whole chapter 9. As a matter of fact, we are going to read chapter 9 as we're waiting for Evangelist Barraza and his team to arrive here. But it says in chapter 9, well, let's pray. Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you for peace, Lord. We ask you for a calm spirit right now, Lord, that as we're moving as we're getting excited to do your work, Lord, that you, your peace overwhelms us right now, Lord. So we pray in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, that you reign. You reign in our situation, that you reign on this corner, that you reign in this vehicle, that you reign in everyone's lives that's under the sound of my voice, that even with the bad stuff, even with the stuff that looks like there's no way out, even with the situations that are coming against us, Lord, we let you reign right now. And we say, have your way. Lord, we smile, we worship, we share joy with you right now, Heavenly Father God, that your love can be abound and that your love can be abound right now in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. Move miraculously. Move supernaturally. Move like never before. And Heavenly Father God, in the midst of that, Lord, we want to just reign with you. That every word we speak, we give you glory. That every thought that we think, we give you praise. That every circumstance that comes up against us, we stand in it and we shout, woo, with a voice of triumph, that we can do all things through your son, Jesus Christ, who strengthened us. So, Lord, thank you today. We honor you. We glorify you. We magnify you. And we worship you in spirit and in truth, and in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now watch this, family, here. Luke chapter 9, verse 1. He says, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said to them, take nothing for your journey, neither slaves nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. And whosoever house ye enter, there abide, and thence depart. And whosoever will not receive you when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they gathered and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Now Herod, the tetrarch, heard of all that was done by him, and he was perplexed because that it was said of some that John was risen from the dead, and of some that Elijah had appeared, and of others, and one of the old prophets had risen again. And Herod said, John, I have beheaded. But who is this of whom I hear such things? And he desired to see him. And the apostles, when they returned, told him of all they had done. And he took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. And the people, when they knew, followed him and received them and spake unto the king, unto the kingdom of God, and healed them that had needed healing. And when the day began to wear away, then came the 12, and he said to them, send the multitude away that they may go into the towns and country around about and lodge and get victuals, for we are here in the desert place. But he said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they said, we have no more but 5 loaves and 2 loaves, except we should go and buy meat for all these people. For they were about 5,000 men, and he said to his disciples, make them sit down in by 50s in a company. And they did so. And he made them sit, and he made them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking on the heaven, he blessed them and brake and gave the disciples to set before the multitudes. And they did eat and were filled. Wow. And there was taken up fragments that remained to the 12 baskets. And it came to pass, as he was along praying, he asked them, saying, whom say the people that I am? They answered, said, John the Baptist. But some say Elijah's, and some say that one of the old prophets is risen again. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Peter answered, said, the Christ of God. And he straightly charged them and commanded them to tell no man that thing, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and slain, and be risen the third day. Now, I want to stop right there. You guys probably say, wow, Pastor, you never read that much scripture at one time. And how many times did I want to keep stopping in between there, and there was a message up in there? But glory be to God, I'm being obedient this morning, and I'm allowing God to move on this broadcast. Now, look at all the things that happened. First of all, he sent them out. He sent them out by twos, and he sent them out with the power to deliver, to heal all the people that he said. But he told them to beware that the house that you go to, you go to that house, and if they accept you, stay. If they do not, leave. Shake it off. See, some of us will still be sitting in the same place that God told us to shake off 10 years ago. Then on top of that, when we go out to heal, we're not looking for recognition of ourselves. We're looking to give God the recognition in everything we have done in our lives. Now, I want to stop right there. This is Real Talk this morning here on the corner of Azusa and Arrow Highway. Check this out. Everything you've done in your life, have you done it that God got the glory? Oh, my God. I'm going to touch somebody this morning. Did everything you did, work, play, relationship, everything, did everything you do exemplify and give God the glory? Oh no, somebody's up there saying, maybe that's why this got taken, and maybe why this is why that happened, and maybe that this is still going on in my life because I did not give God the glory for everything in my life. Oh, I had to change my life, y'all. I'm being real with y'all this morning. I had to change my life from doing things my way and doing things God's way. I couldn't say that it was by my power and might no more. I had to say that it was by the divine spirit of God that I could now release myself from my old to being introduced to my new. See, when I started to give God the glory for a job or a profession or an idea, guess what? Those professions, ideas, and thoughts now were not my thoughts, but were the thoughts of God. And then by being the thoughts of God, hallelujah, he now is the one that's on the throne. See, some of us, I'm keeping it real with you this morning, some of us in our lifestyles have been on the throne. It's dethroning time. It's dethroning time because when you desire that God rules your life, he must be the one that gets the glory for everything in your life. Now, I said it. If you're going through something or something that's happened in your life and it seems like it ain't a good situation, let me tell you why it's not a good situation. It's not a good situation because you've been in control. You've been the one calling the shots. You've been the one doing all the work. You've been the one getting all the shine and getting all the glory and all the certificates and all of the awards. But glory be to God. Today is the day that the Lord has made that we can recognize our past discretions. This is the day that the Lord has made that we can choose to have a life with Christ. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm preaching on this corner this morning by myself because I'm preaching to me. And then on top of that, family, oh, my God, when God is released through me, now God can see himself in you. Oh, my God, not through me. I'm nobody. I'm nothing special. I can't do nothing for you. There's really nothing that I can do for you if it's not in the counsel of God. And it's not me being obedient to the Spirit of God, then guess what, family? I'm not doing what God has called me to do. Now, I don't know about you, but I am ready to do what God has called me to do. And I know you say, well, you're Pastor E, and you're on the corner of Azusa and Arrow Highway, and you're preaching on your live broadcast, but guess what? It's God. It's God that still has to get the praise. It's God that still has to be lifted up, magnified, and glorified. See, as long as I continue to let myself get in the way, then God is going to be the one that's taking second place. Now, I don't know about you. I'm tired of taking second place. I'm tired of sitting back saying I could have did better. I'm tired of going through the same things that I've been going through when I could have looked at the scripture of God and said, you know what? I'm going to do better. I am going to let God get the glory today because I'm going to study myself to be approved. I am going to study myself that God, when you say glory be to God, he gets the glory. When you say glory be to God, he gets the praise. When you say glory be to God, you can honk your horn for Jesus and tell somebody else that God is here to get the glory. Oh, yeah. You better sanctify him right now and say, let him get the praise. Let him get all the honor. Let him get all the praise. Let him get, just pray. Let him get everything. Pastor M that walked up. We got the P2P cross right there on top. Look at God. And I'm going to finish this message and then we're going to go live. So look. So as we do what God has called us to do, we are going to get out the way. Come on, somebody, get out the way. Because look right here, Luke 9:23. We already read 1 through 22. Come on, read the whole chapter. Chapter 23. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, oh, my God. See, a lot of us, we call ourselves Christians. We call ourselves saints of God. We call ourselves this. We call ourselves that. We call ourselves all these things. But are we still doing what God has called us to do? He says, if any man, oh, sisters on the phone today, don't think that we just talking to the men. We talking to you too. God's no respecter of person. God wants you just like he wants me. And God wants to get, watch this, God wants to get the glory, the honor, and the praise through you. But are you willing to sacrifice yourself today? Are you willing to glorify God by, watch this, saying I'm anyone? Well, you know, there's another revelation of anyone. If anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. Old things are what? Pass away. But behold, all things become new again. You better get some new again in you today because God is ready to move on your behalf. God is ready to bless on your behalf. God is ready to, what, sanctify on your behalf. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. On your behalf. That you can be the one that says, find me holy and acceptable. That you can be the one to say, I am the anyone because I am no longer me, but I am the Christ that lives in me. Oh, yeah. And then you go to the next level. And then you say, watch this. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. See, I love the New King James version of that because it says, if anyone desires to follow me, first deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow me. See, this ain't a week work. This ain't a month work. This is a right now work. This is a work for the Holy Spirit to move right now in the name of Jesus. No questions. But right now in the name of Jesus, he wants to move. But you got to follow him. And see, when you desire to follow him and you deny yourself, see, all that stuff that you've been holding on to, been in bondage with, all that stuff that is ruining your life and has ruined your life, you can let it go today. Oh, I needed to hear this message, and I know you did too. Because there's some things from way back in the back of our minds. There's some things from way back in the back of our spirits. There's some things from way back in the back of our histories that are holding us back because we have not let go. Oh, Jesus. We have not allowed the Spirit of God to move on our behalf because we're still in the way. We follow ourselves. Oh, that's only 10% of us. Let me step on some toes this morning. 90% of us are following somebody else. Somebody else's dreams. Somebody else's visions. Somebody else's plans. Working for somebody else when you should have been working for yourself a long time ago. Saying that I am going to, watch this, get out the way. Oh, no, I see your vision getting clearer this morning. I see the purpose of your life become a revelation today. I see God moving in such a spectacular move on you this morning that you, watch this, are going to finally allow God to get the glory. You are finally going to allow God to get the praise. You are finally going to allow God to say, oh, whoa, to hear you say Shabbat. I give you praise, glory. Shabbat, I give you praise, worship. Shabbat, I give you praise. For you are worthy of my praise. And I'm so grateful this morning that I got out the way. I am so honored that I know you're moving on my behalf. Somebody ought to be up shouting and jumping around and singing and shouting to Jesus because God is moving on your behalf. And this is what's most important about it. He's moving on your behalf right now. It's not a next week behalf. It's a right now behalf. God is moving on your behalf right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I want to claim that with you today because you are the anyone, just like I'm the anyone. You are the anyone. He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Oh, glory. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words of him shall be a son of man be ashamed. When he shall come in his own glory and his father's and the holy angels. But I tell you the truth, there'll be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. Is that one of you? Are you standing today to be in that position? Are you standing today saying, I'm one? Come on, call me God. Are you standing today saying, not my will be done, but the will of God right now in my life? Because I want to die. I want to lose it all. And I want to lose it all for your sake. There's two people on this line today, and I don't know who you are. I'm live. I can't see everybody that's on there. But there's two people on this broadcast today that have lost everything, but you lost it for the wrong reason. There are people on this broadcast that lost everything, and you said it was because of somebody else. You point fingers, say blaming somebody else. Instead of saying, you know what, I lost that for God because now I'm going to gain real life. Oh, I'm going to gain real wealth. Hallelujah. I'm going to gain real salvation because today is the day that I lose it all for Christ. I give it up for him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I say, God, have your way. I say, God, move on my behalf. I say, God, take it all. Take it as your own, and I lose it for you right now. And if you haven't lost something, I dare you to lose it for Christ right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I dare you. I dare you to give him the glory. I dare you to give him the praise. I dare you to give him all the honor, glory, and everything. And even if you got a lot, lose it for him right now. Oh, watch you start to gain some things for Christ. Lose it for him right now. and watch you start to gain some things for Christ. Lose it for him right now and watch you start to gain some things for Jesus, because greater is he that's in me than the evil, oh, hallelujah, than the evil that is in the world. And guess what? God is moving, and he's moving. He's moving just for you. He's moving just for me. He's moving just for who? You. And he's moving just for me. God get the glory. God's getting the honor. God's getting the praise. Come on, somebody, give him a praise. Somebody give him some worship today. Sanctify him today. Let him know how much you love him. Let him know that greater is he that's in you than the evil that's in this world. Let him know. Come on, somebody. Let him know. Let him know that you love him. Let him know that you praise him. Let him know that you honor him right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we love you. Hallelujah, we praise you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Woo, glory, glory, glory. All right, family. I'm so grateful you guys have hung out with me. I'm so glad that you guys have been here with me through this whole thing, and that you're still bored, but we're going to go live. I need you guys to stay on board. Don't hang up. I want to go live on Facebook before I get out the car, because the actual evangelism is starting right now, and I want to check in. I want to Street Revival. Come on, y'all need y'all to be praying for me. You know, every time you try to do something for God, the enemy wants to step in and try to overtake and see if he can get some glory. You know, every time the enemy always want to step in and try to manipulate. And you always want to try to step in and take you away from what God has called you to do. I'm going to tell you right now, I am a multicaster. I can't do two broadcasts at once. I can't be programming Facebook Live and talking to y'all at the same time. And I want to get a little help. Minister Terry, if I could get you to come on in and just talk with me for a minute while we are getting the live broadcast together. Are you there?
Amen, family. I'm here. You know us. I'm here.
How are you?
Pastor E. I am doing well.
Yes, ma'am.
Blessed. You know, I am blessed. You know, today is a sentimental day to me, because it's my mom's birthday and my grandpa's birthday, and they both have left. But I always say glory to God for just the time I had with him. You know, he is so good, you know, and I thank God for giving my mother that spirit of love. And, you know, I didn't realize, but now I do, finally, that her spirit of love came from God. You know, when you love unconditionally, no matter what, and you love everyone no matter what, and you judge. And I just, you know, I say glory to God, because he made me, he allowed me to be her daughter. So glory to God, Pastor E. And I enjoyed everything in Luke 9, because you said we gotta deny ourselves. That's the thing. And I think that's the thing we all may struggle with initially, denying ourselves, getting out of ourselves, you know, and looking to God and serving him and not looking to ourselves on what we can do, but what can we do for God? What can we do for God? Could be for us, you know. So I have a testimony of truthness to that, because I was doing my own thing. Ooh, Jesus, I tell you. He is there.
I think that's where we get to
that's how we get so much alike, is when we start saying, you know, we was doing our own thing.
Yes, doing our own thing. You know, ooh, coming from Compton, we was really doing our own thing, you know. So, glory to God, because, you know, I always say Pastor E kept me. He has kept me for his good purpose, and it's up to me so he can let me know what he desires of me and his purpose. Hallelujah, Jesus. Awesome. You know, I know you guys are going to be on fire out there, a fire for God out there, you know, because nothing like street ministry. That's where you get the real.
What I'm about to do right now, I'm going to ask you to continue in prayer with us. I'm about to get in the car and go talk to Pastor Matt. Amen?
Okay. Amen. We'll be. God bless.
Don't hang up yet. Amen. Go home, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. We are here live on the corner of Azusa and Arrow Highway. This is P2P Ministry Live. We live on Facebook, and we on our Blog Talk Radio. So we got both streams going right now. We want to welcome you guys. Look, if you're in the Southern California area, we want to call you to come out here from any direction. You don't have to be. I came from Compton, so you can come too. All you have to do is just come out here, Google 880 Azusa, and it'll get you right out here. But y'all got to look at these crosses, y'all. I done told you. Look at that. Hey, look, 923. If you desire to follow him, take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow him daily. We just preach that, y'all, up in the church. And so we want y'all to see this is how you do it. Come out here and bless the Lord. You can grab one of these crosses, and you can let the people know. But y'all got to see this. Look, I got to show y'all something a little special. I got to show you something a little special. Look. Look, they even put P2P on there. Now, we want to pray because, look, every time you try to do something for the Lord, somebody, I always want to step up and say you can't. Okay? First of all, I can tell you the law. All they got to do is get on the sidewalk and we can do whatever. But y'all pray for us right now as we continue this. Y'all give a shout out, Facebook Live. How y'all doing this morning? All right, come on, give us a play.
Good.
All right, look, they out here, look, they come out here to evangelize too. And to bless the Lord. We on two options, our radio station and on Facebook. So we try to let it be known. Y'all come on out here. Hey, boy, you want to give them a shout out?
Hey, we're ready.
Look, we're ready. Y'all come help us too. Yeah, man. So look, I appreciate you guys staying on board. I know this isn't a normal broadcast, but I appreciate you guys staying on board with us.
Yeah.
We're live in a parking lot. We're getting thrown out the parking lot, y'all. But they can't say nothing about the curb. That's what they call them.
A great,
long as you sit on the sidewalk, you can do what you do.
Okay, now you heard. I'm not trying to blackball this store, but look at this store just told us. That we try to tell people about Jesus, and if we don't tell them, they're going to tell us to go now. That's wrong. There's always a way to do things. There's a decent order about everything. And this ain't hurting nobody. So let me ask you a question. Who's this hurting out here for them to be able to cross and tell people about Jesus?
Yeah. I'm just asking.
What is this hurt?
No, I did. It's not my thing.
But I go in this side and It will bring you more customers.
Check this out, guys. So you guys are saying that just because this guy brought his crosses out here without knocking on the door first, you got to pin it and tell him to get out of here because he's in there.
You heard that, right? Okay.
All right, y'all heard that. Don't come to this store, y'all. If y'all live in the dude, stay in this store. Don't come up and buy your wood. That's what I would say. That's in Jesus' name. See, you got to be about fairness. You do. I'm telling you, I'm about 1,000 strong on this video right now. This Pastor E from P2P Ministry, I'm going to get my car out of their parking lot before they get me towed. Look at them again. Don't shop at this store. If you out here, this is just off TV. Go to another store. There's plenty of places to shop.
All right, guys, look, I'm going to talk to y'all later.
I'm finna grab my cross and get out the street. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what it's a shame that people are out here trying to do a good work and somebody would sit there and have that much nerve to tell them to leave up out of here and all they trying to do is tell somebody about God. Man, that's ridiculous. I couldn't fathom that in all of my thinking that they would have done that to this man. And all he was doing was trying to give some people some water and trying to tell them about the Lord. Now, I tell you, that's not going to stop nothing. We still finna get on the corner. We still finna give God some praise. But I got a car before I get told, because then they going to say that I'm in the wrong spot because I didn't park in the right place. So I'm finna move. God bless you guys, man. Keep us in prayer. We still going to let Jesus be known on the corner. It's not going to be a big deal. But the fact of the matter is that how this business, the outlet by ELS, has the nerve to tell Pastor Barraza to get out their parking lot. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't stop talking about it, how much I can't believe it. And somebody trying to tell about God. God bless you, man. Love you.
Most of us over here are going to move our car. Yeah. I'm on the internet.